This is OPB. I'm Casey McGriff. Oregon's fire season is not over yet. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert has more on what firefighters told lawmakers at a recent briefing in Springfield.
As we speak, in the middle of October, we still have active fire happening.
Merv George Jr. is a deputy regional forester for the U.S. Forest Service. He says there are still 12 active incidents with 1,700 firefighters working them.
Make no mistake, fire season is still here, and we are waiting for season-ending weather to come and help put our fire season to bed.
George says in his 3 decades in natural resource management, this has been one of the wildest and most unpredictable fire seasons he's seen. He says more than 2 million acres have burned in the Pacific Northwest. George adds that having the ears of elected leaders is a good opportunity to share firefighters' stories and request federal resources for suppression and preventative maintenance. Tiffany Eckert reporting.
Oregon's Elliott State Research Forest became official on Tuesday after the State Land Board approved its forest management plan. That's a roadmap outlining exactly how the forest will be used for research, conservation, and some logging. It sets aside about a quarter of the forest for timber sales. Department of State Lands Director Vicki Walker says some people want more.
They want it to be like the old days where we just cut all kinds of trees. We can't do that anymore.
Oregon put the forest up for sale in 2016 because it was costing the state too much money in upkeep. But public outcry pushed state leaders to get creative. They went with a forest where researchers can study things like the effects of climate change on trees. In addition to logging, the state is offsetting some costs through a carbon market. This is OPB.